yakking off.
Yakking off.
Just a fade and no one's home.
What happened?
Fuck everybody.
Oh my god.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to another exciting episode of Yakking Off with Jack and Tom. I'm Jack, he's Tom. Let's do it.
All right.
How's that?
Yeah, that's some high energy there.
It is. Everybody says I'm boring. Hey, wait. Who's that talking to us?
I don't know. They can't be there.
Could that be that black guy at yakkingoff.com?
It is. It's everybody's favorite black guy.
Coming to you from outer space.
It sounds like he's coming to us from a closet.
Hey, Ryan, why don't you step out of that closet?
Yeah, come out of the closet, aww. Ryan. We've all been waiting for this.
I'm not really ready yet.
Oh, that's all right.
So Ryan sounds more like shit than usual because he is joining us via Skype, ladies and gentlemen.
Via satellite.
Live via satellite. Where are you, Ryan? What are you doing? Apparently not.
He's
talking
not
to
anywhere.
Me.
I'm in my hometown doing. Of Chesterfield, Virginia.
Okay,
but that explains everything.
Why?
Oh,
what?
Why am I here? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you good?
Wow, this is all awful. Right.
This is gonna be great.
I'm sitting this one out for the rest of the day. I'm over this already. Ryan, why are you with us tonight?
Why am I with you? You asked me to be here.
Oh, I quit.
That shiny new email address you got is going away.
Oh, man.
You're
I worked
fired.
So hard for that.
You did. Listen to the question. Stop boring people. Why are you in Virginia and what are you up to? Simple question.
Pretty easy.
I'm in Virginia because it was my birthday yesterday and I wanted to come home and see my family and friends.
You have no friends.
Happy birthday. Yeah, no one cares.
You give him a happy birthday, I'm like, you have no fucking friend. Shut up. Your only friend is me, Ryan.
You didn't even tell me happy birthday.
I was gonna wait till you got home.
Didn't he send you a Starbucks gift card on Facebook?
No? I did. Didn't you get it?
No. Nobody sent me a Starbucks gift card. Thanks a lot, Facebook.
Does anyone ever send this?
No, I don't.
I know they're recommended by Facebook.
Oh, yeah. What?
They say you should do it, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're
done. I don't do anything I'm told, so screw it. Who's Facebook to tell me what to do?
It's true.
Rebel without a cause.
Exactly.
So what are we going to talk about tonight, boys and girls?
Ryan going to Virginia? Wow, what an interesting topic.
He didn't even do anything. He's just hanging out with friends.
What's going on? I saw my mom's.
I'm being bold.
That's it.
But hey, something exciting did happen this weekend.
Are you sure?
It has nothing to do with me being in Virginia, though. There was that whole casting thing.
Casting thing? No, you heard about that?
What casting thing?
Yeah, the Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck as Batman.
Can't hear anything Ryan's saying right now.
That's okay. It's irrelevant at this point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Casey Jones is Batman. That's what I just heard.
Casey at bat, huh?
Yakin!
Okay, I'll get right on it.
Yakin! Yakin! Yakin!
We'll have a Batman theme, we'll have a Star Wars theme. Such a good name. We can do anything we want.
That's
close. You gotta be like.
So no. What do you want to talk about, Ryan? Something Casey Jones,
Casey Jones from
the Affleck Duck
Turtle, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Affleck, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. He's the bomb in Phantoms.
He is the bomb in Phantoms, yo. What about Mr. Affleck?
Ben Affleck was cast as Bruce Wayne, or better known as Batman, in the new Batman vs. Superman movie that they're expecting in 2015, is it?
Yes, 2015.
I'm sure.
Pretty sure.
I have foreseen it.
Oh, well, Emperor Palpatine is known. See, now, All right, the Facebook and the internet has been going nuts about this whole Ben Affleck as Batman thing. When really, like, really, who cares?
Oh, I know somebody who cares.
Who was that, Jack?
Holy sardine!
Oh, okay.
Was that Daffy Duck?
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Oh, Adam West cares. Was Adam West going for the role?
The Riddler sounds like the beginning of Wipeout. He's like...
Wipeout! I thought that was like a friend that Ryan had with him.
Ryan.
I didn't even know that was the Joker.
Okay.
Yeah, I was getting to that.
Okay, good.
Okay. He started talking now because we're on his favorite subject in the world. With us tonight is Roberto Ford, two-time champion fighter, actually. Muay Thai fighter. Yeah. You could probably describe your fighting better than I could. It's just karate to me.
Oh. That works. Punch, kick, fight. That's all that matters.
You could kick my ass, but I mean, who can't?
So is he mad because he wanted to be Batman?
I wish I could, but I know I would not be able to do it. I'm like maybe, what, 130 something pounds. People will be like, well, how come he's not Robin or I don't know, some random other character.
That's what people will be asking.
That's what people are like, why is he Robin? Like, shouldn't he be Robin? Look at this guy.
Shouldn't this guy be Robin?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you could be Robin if Matt Damon's going to be Robin, so.
Is that
apparently.
Is that official or is that
No, that's not official. That's a total joke.
Come on, Ryan. This is a show. Do your homework like we do.
Right. We've done tons of homework.
I've read. George Takei put something up on Facebook saying, like, oh, that'll be an interesting dude. And I was like,
I've read so many memes on the topic. I know everything there is.
George Takei's never steered me wrong, is my.
Oh, no. I think one of the funniest things that I've seen since the announcement, they released a. Twitter updates, like Twitter reactions, and Kevin Smith said, wait, Ben Affleck is Batman? Well, I've seen something that no one else said. Well, that means one thing. I've seen Batman naked.
Oh, yeah. Wow. For Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I know, right?
I didn't know Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck's relationship went that far.
So, Birdo, tell us about your Batman fanaticism.
That's not a word.
Fanaticism.
Fanaticism? There you go. And and tell the listeners and us why we should care about your opinion.
And tell us more about and your skepticism as well, because I'm trying to figure out why men love you and why everyone has such a big problem with Ben Affleck as Batman. So enlighten me.
Okay. Well, I'm a huge Batman fan. Growing up watching Batman Forever, huge fan of the comics.
Wait, Batman Forever the movie?
There were three. There were two other movies before Batman Forever.
Yeah, I don't know if Batman Forever is the best.
I don't think he was talking about Batman Forever. I think he was just.
I heard him say Batman Forever. I don't know what else it can mean.
I've been a Batman fan forever. Let's get that way. Let's put a comma in there or something.
Okay,
so.
Punctuation.
But,
huge fan of comics. Got a good renown on Batman, I guess, mythology. So I can pretty much give you almost anything you might need if you were to ask me anything about it. And personally, the reason why I'm upset about it is because it's Ben Affleck. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Given the choices and the rumors they were bringing out before, the fact that he picked him was, I guess, just a big, complete surprise to everybody. I mean, they had Josh Brolin as a nominee. Of course, everybody, Warner Brothers, I think, wanted to get Ryan Gosling. But I think everybody knew they wasn't going to pick him, I guess, just because of looks. But... I mean, just in terms of the prospects, nobody saw Ben Affleck coming.
So you don't think Ben Affleck is a handsome man? Is that what you're saying? You're judging him on looks?
I don't know about that. I mean, that's
so
awesome
you do
beard.
Think Ben Affleck's a handsome man. Thanks for playing right into that for
so
me.
So you're attracted to Ben Affleck. Does he look better with or without the beard? Like, are you into Argo Ben Affleck or, like, Mallrats Ben Affleck?
Or no Ben Affleck at all, you know, whatever.
What was your question?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Are you into bearded Ben Affleck a la Argo or Mallrats Ben Affleck?
I'll get back to you on that one. Okay. I'll think about it.
Here, yeah, I can
all.
Kind of hard to turn down beards, though.
We really need to know which is more attractive.
So what is it about Affleck that's got the Batman fanboys just so fucking mad about this whole thing? I want to know. Your argument of it's Ben Affleck is not valid to me. Ben Affleck's been in some good shit. And okay. He's the bomb and phantom, Joe.
What was that? He's the bomb. What?
In Phantoms, yo. We're bringing the funk, yo.
I have, unfortunately, have not seen The Town, The Phantoms, or Argo, unfortunately.
Oh, so let's judge Ben Affleck on half of his work.
In terms of what fanboys are thinking, I think just in terms of Daredevil, people are looking at Ben Affleck like he's the Antichrist just from comparing it to Daredevil. All
right.
Now, I've been doing a little bit of research and just been kind of thinking about it, and I'm not going to 100% turn down Ben Affleck, but...
Because you love him,
I'm
so.
Willing to give him a chance.
I said you're not going to turn him down and give him a chance because you love him, so.
Give Ronnie a chance!
All right, let's throw this at you. Ben Affleck, unpopular choice with the fanboys. Do you think that he now thinks that he's got so much to prove that he's going to be awesome?
I think it's very possible. I mean, I think the fact that recently, I think I saw it yesterday, that the fanboys, I guess, had some kind of petition online trying to ban Ben Affleck from ever playing Batman and trying to literally get, like, I think they said they got 10,000 signatures already online trying to ban him from it at all. But, I mean, people were saying the same as that thing about Heath Ledger before he played a Joker.
Exactly. That's a good point. But even more important, though, everyone's bringing up the Daredevil thing as if Daredevil is a huge, like, you have to use Daredevil to be like, okay, obviously this was Ben Affleck playing a superhero, so this is how he's going to play every superhero. When, in fact, Daredevil was just a flawed movie. I mean, this was back when comic book movies were way more missed than they were hit. So I think it's really unfair to use Daredevil as an example of why Ben Affleck is going to suck as Batman.
It's unfair.
Exactly. Agree or disagree?
Very true.
Okay.
I do agree with you. I mean, like I said, I'm not crucifying Ben Affleck. I think just have the initial shock. Everybody was kind of outraged and definitely upset about it. But I'm kind of coming over to the point where I'm willing to at least see what he does with it. And they do have Snyder, Goyer doing the script, so already with the people you have working on the movie itself, you have a better chance. I mean, just looking at, I think the Man of Steel, I think Snyder has a good way of getting through to the fanboys. I think in terms of comics.
So you guys fanboys saw? You guys saw the new Superman?
Overreacting.
Sorry, Ryan.
Ryan, we're talking over you.
You know, look. You're a third stringer here.
You got it.
You know, know your place. Just shut up.
Racism.
I want to know if everyone here thought, if they saw Superman and if they liked it. The new Superman.
I liked it.
I loved it.
And what did you love about it?
Nobody actually took into consideration, I guess, the Richard Donner movies. Well, going off of comparison to Donner movies, and of course, I guess everybody's generic thought of Superman is just the fact of he has superpowers. And he helps everybody, and everybody just automatically loves him instead of taking into account that he is a alien. He's not of Earth. And if anything, people should initially be somewhat frightful of him because they have no idea about what this guy can do or what can you do to humanity, period. And I think that's something I'll touch on a lot more in the sequel just because of how much they destroyed Metropolis and the possibility of them bringing Lex Luthor in. So it could actually balance things out well in terms of having a good villain and a good hero.
But did we really need Zack Snyder to tell us the origin story again? You can't really say that he's an awesome and he did such a great job when he just fucking cloned what everybody else has already done.
Yeah, how many times can we see the same movie?
Do you feel like this origin story was almost the same from the Richard Donner ones? Or could you honestly say it was a good, different take?
It's a different take, but it's still the origin story. I mean, we know that. Move on. We know how Superman came here. We know what happened to his parents.
Yes.
Move the fuck on. Show me him fighting polar bears. Oh, in the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah. That's important. It's canon.
That is. See a Superman with a beard and coming out of Fortress of Solitude with a polar bear costume. I think that would be pretty beast.
Yeah, after seeing Superman lift an entire continent, exactly what I want to see is him fighting polar bears. That's my problem with Superman.
I think they should add Superman into the maelstrom, the polar bear scene in the maelstrom at Disney World. Like all of a sudden you're in the Coca-Cola commercial, the wintertime Coke commercial, and then Superman flies out.
Ding, smiles and winks at you.
And then Thor just smashes him anyway. I mean, can we be honest here?
Snaps his neck.
We got a new Avengers movie coming out that year, right?
Pirates 2015.
Yeah. I mean, Disney's going to own the world that year anyway. So should we really care about DC? I mean, really?
Well, probably not. I mean, even if you don't care, I can guarantee you're probably still going to see the Superman and Batman movie regardless, because it doesn't matter who they really cast as Batman at this point, or probably who they cast at all, just in terms of characters of them having Batman and Superman on the same screen is going to be one of the biggest grossing movies probably in all time. It's probably going to be up there with the Avengers. It might even get more than the Avengers.
No way.
And let us not forget 2015.
Star Wars 7. What up?
A little film called Star Wars Episode 7.
So now I will say,
by a good director this time,
if Ben Affleck was cast as Han Solo's son, then I probably would be a little bit mad. So maybe I am maybe I just have a double standard here. Maybe I just don't care about Batman.
Maybe that's what the issue is.
Like Affleck Skywalker, though.
I still don't get the Venom from the fanboys. You guys haven't convinced me yet. Come on, that's why we invited you on the show.
Yo, give me
the least amount of Venom about Ben Affleck. We were just kind of like, that's a weird choice.
Bullshit. Yeah, I've seen both of y'all's Facebook timelines.
Yeah, you guys aren't being real here.
One of the photos you tagged me in.
Yeah. So I did. I did tag you in it because that was my first initial reaction. I mean, Ben Affleck. The only movies I really think of when I thought of Ben Affleck in good movies was Reindeer Games. What was the other movies he did that was actually pretty good? Aside from Reindeer Games.
Reindeer Games was good.
Dogma.
I enjoyed
Dogma. Chasing Amy.
Smoking Aces.
See, Smoking Aces, okay.
When I think of good stuff that Ben Affleck has done, I think of Dogma, but I love Dogma. I don't love Ben Affleck. He just happened to be in it.
He's the fucking star, Ryan.
Yeah.
He's not just in it. Him just in it is him walking by and saying, "Hi, I'm Ben Affleck," and then gets off the screen. Oh. He's the friggin' star.
Yeah, he is just in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Right.
He is a big, huge part of Dogma and Chasing Amy specifically. I mean, Chasing Amy is probably a bigger role for him.
I haven't seen Chasing Amy, so I can't argue for or against that
Jack,
one.
You're putting guys on our air here that haven't seen Chasing Amy.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck are we doing?
I lost my email again.
You lost it again.
Absolutely.
All right, your homework assignment
is to see Chasing Amy, which is on Netflix. Absolutely. Netflix it up.
You have no excuse.
You guys could have a slumber party. Are you guys in the same house right now, or are we Skype? Okay, so you guys are together?
Yeah, I'm looking at them both right now.
Yeah,
what are they wearing?
Roberto has on a Batman t-shirt, ironically enough.
Look at that.
And Ryan is naked.
Very ironic.
Ryan is naked?
Ryan is naked.
Is Roberto going down Ryan's bat pole?
No, totally naked.
He's definitely perfect.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Batman!
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
Exactly.
Damn you out, West.
So, the only better choice than Ben Affleck is Adam West, correct?
No.
Better?
Yeah.
If we're talking about better choices, I mean, I was getting used to the idea of Josh Brolin, but I'm not too familiar with some of his movies. I mean, everybody, for what I hear, anytime they bring up Josh Brolin, is the Goonies. But
Men in Black 3, Josh Brolin?
George W. Bush, Josh Brolin?
Yes.
No Country for Old Men, Josh Brolin?
Yeah, I don't see that at all. I see Ben Affleck.
You guys are young.
I see Ben Affleck way more than
Goonies, Josh Brolin? Yeah, that guy. So anyway, Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Who else?
Yeah.
Who's a better choice?
They was talking about him. Who was the guy from? I can't remember if he was from Teen Wolf or
Michael
True Blood.
It's
one of those two. His name is Joe Magli. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Joe something.
I don't know.
Magliano. He was from Magic Mike. And the one character they blew him up on because they
were
talking about him.
I didn't see.
I would like to see Michael Fassbender do it.
Okay.
Fassbender.
Yeah, you said.
Is that anything like Fassbender? Yeah.
Who's that?
The guy that played
Magneto.
Did
I pronounce it?
No, I don't. You probably pronounced it right. I don't know. I have no idea.
He's also in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. Can we just get one thing straight there? The only Teen Wolf is Michael J. Fox. And that whole MTV thing didn't happen in my eyes.
We can say that. It won't be true.
And Michael J. Fox should be Batman, Parkinson's Batman, because the action figure would be awesome. They could raise tons of money for Parkinson's.
Fuck the Orlando Ghostbusters. We want Parkinson's Batman.
Exactly.
I'm Batman.
That was like Tourette's Batman.
Yeah, no, that's how he talks. He's like, fucking look at the guy.
The DeLorean could be the new Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly.
Just spray paint that
talks.
Shit black.
The DeLorean, yeah, just how you did it. Perfect.
Exactly. Alrighty.
All right, we're going to beat this dead horse to death. However, since everybody wondered who my choice was for Batman. It would have been the ever so luscious Bradley Cooper.
Here we go.
Bradley Cooper. Wait, we got
Birdo has the love affair for Affleck.
I have to put on my sexy voice for Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
It's another Philly boy.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's from Philly.
Yeah,
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, that movie.
Great movie.
There's just way too much pretty going on in that movie. Oh, Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
She's hot, so hot in that movie,
My head
too.
Might simultaneously explode watching
that.
That
was a fantastic movie, though. I loved that movie to death. And then De Niro and the Eagles, like, just being from where I'm from, it was awesome. But it has nothing to do with anything. See, now if it's me, and I want to be and I want to be DC, and I want to be smart, I try to lure Robert Downey Jr. from Iron Man and make him
Batman. No.
And he could have like the Azrael type suit, like the bat suit after Batman got his back broken that had like metal blades and on it. Like, dude, I think that suit was badass looking.
So just make him Iron Batman. Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, like there was an Iron Spider, like Spider-Man's Iron Man suit. It's awesome.
That'd be good.
Yeah, exactly. Crossovers. I'm looking for some crossovers. That'd be bigger than Batman Superman. Would be like Justice League versus Avengers. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
Man, no.
The problem
still
is you're going to like need a following for Justice League, and it just doesn't have one yet.
Yeah.
Nobody
really
come.
Cares
Justice
about
Justice League.
Because DC sucks.
Yeah, it's not as good as Marvel.
Yeah.
It's just
Marvel's doing good in the box office. DC's killing everything else right now in terms of where they're supposed to be. DC's doing comics, animated movies. I think they're doing better in terms of Marvel overall. That's what I think.
I think I'd have to disagree.
Animated movies, huh?
Yeah.
Straight to DVD releases?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the Disney XD? Like the Avengers, Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, any of those cartoons? I mean, I know Ultimate Spider-Man's for kids, but the Avengers cartoons are freaking sweet.
Speak for yourself.
You don't like it?
I
love that shit.
I watch it, yeah. I mean, I'm a kid, basically, so I don't care that it's for kids, but you can tell it's made for a more juvenile audience. You know, they're trying to get the 10-year-old boys to like it as much as the 16-year-old boys. So,
yes, I was just trying to like make myself feel better about enjoying the show.
Yeah,
it didn't really work.
It's okay, Ryan.
But
I'll enjoy.
I do like the full-length feature animated Batman Superman cartoons.
You know, I have them all in my Netflix quick queue, and I don't. They just sit there.
Yeah.
Like, there's other thing on.
They're good.
Like Batman, what is it, Birdo? Red Death, Mask of the...
Oh, Red Hood?
Yeah, that guy. Red Hood. And
Red Death?
Red Hood.
Like Red Riding Hood?
What is it, Red Hood? And Red Hood is actually one of the better ones that came out recently, I think.
It's like Batman Year One. It's just all this shit that's in my instant queue that I don't have time for.
Yeah, I mean, both Marvel and DC have gone through reboots, you know, fairly recently. But the DC New 52 and the reboot they did with their comics is, I guess, more significant than what Marvel did. So
cool.
Well,
Jack's getting bored of comics. Apparently, we're not. Mm-hmm. We go to comic cons and freaking conventions about comic books. But as soon as we start talking about comic books, Jack's like, "All right, I'm bored. Can we move on?"
It's got to be done.
So Roberto is, I've heard, so he's a martial artist, right? You guys kicked some ass before? Because
yes.
I've never talked to Roberto, never met Roberto. In case you didn't know, this is Tom, namesake of Yakking Off with Jack and Tom. So how long have you been fighting, training, and learning martial arts?
For about 3.5 years now.
Okay. And you said, did you say what you did earlier? I don't remember. Like what type?
I do Muay Thai kickboxing primarily, and I'm working on continually doing mixed martial arts. I have a Muay Thai record right now that is 6-0, and my MMA record is 1-2.
Okay. That's pretty pretty good.
Yeah. Where can I'm assuming you do this all in Virginia, yes?
Yeah, all in Virginia. Compete around the Northern Virginia area, around Sterling, Maryland area. I'll be fighting again on September 28th in Sterling for my third Muay Thai amateur belt. So I'm looking forward to that. So if you guys want to try to come out or maybe somehow see it, I think, Tom, are you in that area or did you...
I used to be, but now I'm in Florida.
No, he's sitting right across the table from me.
I'm literally in Jack's lap, actually, right now. We do the podcast in each other's laps now. We take turns week to week.
Oh, okay.
Whichever one's talking more is the one that's on the bottom for the day.
Okay.
No! So do you have a website, Facebook, anything you want to plug to get people to come out and see your fight? I unfortunately never saw any of your fights. When I met Berto, he was actually 5 pounds. He's worked himself up 130 pounds I've met him. Yeah.
He's only five.
He was 5 pounds.
Wow.
He fit in my hand, like Ryan's babies.
Aww.
Just fit in my hand.
Like Ryan's penis.
Like Ryan's penis too. Just fit right in my hand. Exactly. He just lays it right in my hand.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just, you do have some big mitts there.
Yeah,
so.
I do. Big fucking meat hooks. So anyway, Facebook, website, anything, Berto?
Go to normal Facebook, search me Roberto Ford. I'm going to be getting a fan page pretty soon. Most likely it's going to have my nickname, which I'm going to be bringing up again. So it's going to be Roberto Mocha Lightning Ford. Whoa. So you can find that on there.
Mocha Lightning?
Are you related to Harrison Ford?
No, I'm not. I wish.
Yes, really he is. Yes. Relation to Harrison Ford.
He's Hans Mocha Solo.
What the fuck are we talking to him for? Get Han Solo on the show.
Exactly.
It's about this guy.
Yeah.
I like Batman and I punch people in the face. Did you fly the Millennium Falcon? No. Fuck you. I don't want to talk to you.
Did you do a cameo in Bruno? No. So if you do you recommend Muay Thai as a form of martial arts if anybody out there is looking to get into martial arts and MMA?
Definitely. I highly recommend Muay Thai. Definitely doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or wrestling as just a basic ground defense. Kickboxing, definitely go with Muay Thai. Very practical, very easy to use for self-defense.
Smoky religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blast countryside.
I think Han Solo said it best.
And if you guys want to get information on the gym that I train at, look up MMA Institute. And we got a lot of big-name guys coming out of there. Actually, two of our people from our gym are professional fighters. Will be fighting in Richmond, Virginia. And there is a event that will be live-streamed. They're going to be fighting two UFC veterans. So if you guys are interested in doing that, definitely look it up.
Cool.
Yeah, sounds good. So hey, thanks for being on the show today. Most of it sucked, but some of it was all right.
And, who is that girl we keep hearing laugh? Is that Ryan? Is
that
you?
Ryan?
Yeah.
It's the Skype connection. You know.
That's Ryan's true voice. Like when he's not putting on a voice for the podcast.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I just find you both so hilarious.
That's what happens when you take his ego away.
Hilarious. No, really, who's that? Do we want to plug anybody else? You got a little...
Look. We don't even know her.
Do you want to plug anybody else? Yeah, we also have. Well, no, she's yours. You introduce her.
Oh, but you own her,
girl. Sonda.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
How you doing, girl?
What?
Yeah, so what are you doing? Just hanging out with these guys? Oh, you said Berto's your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, I've just been sitting in the corner playing Candy Crush.
Are you what entertained? Level? Do we not entertain you?
I mean, you're entertaining me. You hear me laughing in the
what
background.
What level?
No, what level?
That was you.
That was me laughing
in
the background.
No, I am not entertained whatsoever. I'm just kind of here.
Isn't that a thing? Everyone plays Candy Crush and you have to know what level they're on?
Okay, what level are you
on? 800 levels or something?
55, I think.
Okay.
I'm not very far.
Well, you'll work on it.
Yeah. Cool. I know a couple of people that are in the hundreds already.
I'm on level one, and I've never played, so I don't know anything about it. I think Jack's on level 700 or something, though.
No, I've actually kind of given up.
You gave up? Yeah, how far did you get? Like 112?
120-ish.
Mm. Yeah. Cool. Did you quit cold turkey? Is that how it works?
I did.
He replaced it with a new game.
Okay.
I don't know. He's laughing, though. Is it that Star Wars porn we talked about last week?
That's exactly what it is. And if you haven't checked out the Star Wars porn, I highly recommend it.
It'll get you off your Candy Crush habit.
I could watch it on my phone, even better.
Yeah. So, cool.
Yeah, let's end this train ride.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Ryan, you got anything to say?
No.
Hey, guys.
Ryan, it's your big moment.
Why are you getting worse at this as you go? It's supposed to get better.
You were so good the first time, and now you suck.
I got so many emails and messages.
I'm on the internet this time because I thought I've been like kind of on with like the smart alecky remarks, but it's you can't hear them because like you guys just, like start talking delay. Over me and junk.
That's what you get for being in Virginia. They don't have internet there.
Maybe next time it'll be better. And last time we were talking about me and like being a fucking idiot talking to Billy Dee Williams or not talking to him. Yeah. So,
well, that's always a good story.
We've all had our moments.
I can't meet celebrities, guys. I just end up disappointing them and myself.
I don't think they're disappointed. Don't worry.
Hello, what have we here?
Not disappointed. Was that Billy Dee? Is he there? Billy! Billy!
He's here.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Me too,
you
buddy.
You got
me
a
too.
Lot of guts coming here after what you pulled.
I thought you'd be flattered.
How you doing, you old pirate?
Oh, we're best friends now, guys. We're best friends.
And it's all come to a conclusion. All right, guys, cool. Ryan, really, do you have anything you want to say other than plugging us on Facebook? Because now you have your own email address, which is?
I am at thatblackguy@yakinoff.com.
Very good.
Very good.
You got it right.
I'll say like one last thing about the Ben Affleck thing.
Oh, my God, we were done with that.
Ben Affleck. You love him.
Because I've like thought about this point, but like we were having trouble with me getting it across.
Go ahead.
Ben Affleck as an actor, I've only like
wrong button. Okay, go.
Okay. Ben Affleck as an actor, I've only ever been impressed by him when he has been directing his own stuff, so The Town and Argo. Like as a director, like obviously he's done very well. He's won an Oscar and like people he gets a good response when he's done that. So when I think like when he expects more from himself, he gives more. But and other things I've seen him in, it's just kind of like I just see Ben Affleck, which is my problem with a lot of actors like Michael Cera or Kristen Stewart. Is it's the same sort of like I'm here, I'll give him a performance, but not much more than that.
Did you see This Is the End?
No, I haven't seen This Is the End.
All right, well you can't judge Michael Cera until you've seen This Is the End.
Would you get going, you pirate?
Okay, good. So we're putting Ben Affleck to rest until 2015.
See you later, that's my two cents about Ben Affleck.
Yeah, we'll see. I still think he's going to be the bomb, and this is going to be better than Phantoms.
I'm going to see the movie regardless.
Absolutely. Yeah. As is anyone else.
Cool.
Word.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks. So
what?
You want to preview the next show?
That's what we're doing here? Yeah. I thought you just liked this song a lot. I didn't know Ducky Momo had a song.
Ducky Momo does, in fact, have his own song.
I'll tell you what, though. Ducky Momo was the star of Tampa Bay Comic Con, which is what we're going to talk about next week on our next show whenever we record it.
Yeah, not next week. We gotta get this Ducky Momo business out of the way.
In about 10 minutes.
10 minutes from now, ladies and gentlemen. Be back with us.
Yeah, so...
We'll go from there. So I don't have the Your Feedback song. So we'll just go with this.
Ducky Momo?
No.
Sure, that's fine. Okay.
All right, so once again, if you want to look at Roberto and all of his boxer-shorted fighting glory,
130-pound glory,
you can do a search for Roberto Mocha Lightning Ford on Facebook.
What was his
Mocha Lightning!
What was his girlfriend's name?
Shonda.
If you want to see... What's his name?
Hold on. Mocha Lightning.
Okay, so if you want to see Mocha Lightning plugging Shonda, go to his Facebook and request it.
Or just call me. Call Ryan. He's the director.
Yeah, yes. He's the director of that? Okay.
Coming soon to yakinoff.com. Mocha Lightning plugs Shonda.
Oh, that would be good for the website.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So anyway, once again...
How can everyone reach us otherwise, Jack?
You can reach us at jack@yakinoff.com.
I'm tom@yakinoff.com.
Or you can reach comments@yakinoff.com.
We're also on Twitter, @yakinoff, with no G.
And Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/YowJT, YowJT.
That's it. We look forward to hearing from you, and we're going to take a 10-minute break and record next week's episode. May the force be with you.